This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast.
Never.
You know, Brandon lives for the limelight. What's up, BA? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. Hey, let me ask you this, just because we're in basketball season right now. We'll get to some football stuff in a minute. But, I mean, it's obviously a very good year currently for the SEC in terms of hoops. A lot of really good teams. Number one versus number two played on Saturday. That was a pretty good game. It wasn't quite as good as I was hoping for, but it was a pretty good game. Georgia's still kind of not in that mix, though. Like, what do you think it's really going to take in order for Georgia to be consistently like a top, maybe not top, but like a consistent threat in the conference, basketball-wise?
Yeah, it's not an easy question to answer because, I mean, this was obviously supposed to be a much better Georgia team. And in a roundabout way, I do think it is way better. It's just that, as you said, I mean, there's a chance the SEC is the deepest league of all time, even going back to like the 80s ACC Big East stuff in terms of the sheer number of conference teams. So there's also, you know, more teams in conferences now, but just the overall depth is almost unprecedented. But, you know, it's not like this team hasn't, I don't think, spent some NIL money. You probably wouldn't have a guy like Asa Newell if you didn't.
Right.
And that's not the only, you know, I mean, they, you know, some of the transfers they brought in were known to college basketball fans. So I think where Georgia is right now compared to where it was right before the SEC slate began, I think you have to say this is a huge disappointment because this was supposed to be the year in which they took a big step forward. Right. And like right now, it's not happening. All right. The goodwill they sort of earned is basically, I've never seen it go away so fast, but it's basically all gone now.
Hey, man, how do you view as far as the placement? I was talking to Stakey before the show, and he was talking about the arena and Stegman and everything like that. I know they did some upgrades, but how do you get that looking more like a big-time college program arena?
So it's funny. I feel like they have tried to brighten that arena 75 times since I've been born, and it's still just as dark as night. I've been to a game this year. I do think – apparently, Steg wasn't impressed, but I do think it's way better than it used to be. Now, it doesn't compare to, like, Auburn, brand-new building. I tell you who's got an amazing arena is Ole Miss, a beautiful building. You know, it doesn't compare to that kind of thing, but it's way better than it used to be. And ultimately, I don't think the quality of the gym is what's holding Georgia back. I just think it's the quality of the talent they've been able to attract and perhaps the kind of coach that wants to come in here and do – obviously a tough job in the shadow of football where, you know, around this university community, everything is about that sport.
Is it an oversimplification, though, to think that some of the other schools that have been traditionally – like Auburn and Alabama played basketball on Saturday, and they were the number one and number two teams in the country. Like, those are football schools. I don't know what would ever have to happen and how long it would have to happen for them not to be, but those are football schools. Like, but the football has raised the basketball – talent or money pool or whatever, or is that an oversimplification to say that they've been helped by some of the other success of football?
Well, I think they probably have, but here's my theory, and I think your show's a perfect example of this. Like, if your guys are, like, planning a show like, how much time do you really have to devote to college basketball in Atlanta, where we have Braves pitchers and catchers, Hawks, you know, United starting, and that's all reasonable choices of how you kind of prioritize what you discuss. But if you're doing a show in Birmingham or, like, New Orleans or Nashville, there isn't that kind of professional sports. Well, Nashville there is, but you get the point I'm making. There isn't that same level of professional sports. And so I do believe in a non-pro sports market, college basketball, college baseball, you know, the other sports, even gymnastics to a certain extent, I think it just gets more attention where in Atlanta, even though we're kind of a college sports-oriented big city, I do think in the non-football time of year, the presence of these other sporting brands takes all the air out of the basketball and, in some cases, baseball discussion, because in the outer reach of the SEC, baseball is a huge deal, where it's kind of probably not the same level here in Georgia because we have the Braves.
Hey, B.A., I was looking at some stuff this morning. You talk about the SEC and the Big Ten. I guess they're having a meeting to obviously going to expand the college football playoffs, but talking about adding a ninth SEC game. What's your thoughts behind that?
So I am in favor of a ninth SEC game because I just think, A, SEC games are fun. And I also think if you want to have less murkiness about who the best teams really are and all these sort of weird tiebreakers, more games against each other would help solve all that. So I'm definitely in favor of a ninth SEC game, no matter what the future of the college ball playoff looks like. But I'm telling you right now, and I'm trying to read on and follow this stuff like everybody else is, if they're not careful, they're going to mess this sport up, man. And we're already in an environment, and I'm not trying to be too, like, fatalistic or anything, because, you know, obviously college ball still has a lot going for it, but we're already kind of in a world where I think that people sort of view the playoff and the regular season as sort of two separate entities, and I don't think people like the playoff as much as they like the regular season. You know, some of the numbers TV-wise sort of suggest that. They are tinkering and tinkering and tinkering. And listen, you can tinker too much.
Yeah.
And you can manipulate something to the point that you can't ever put it back again. And they got to be really careful here, man. I don't know if they're being careful right now. I think these are dangerous discussions that are taking place at the moment.
What do you mean? Like, what is the big concern that you have specifically about what might go wrong?
So, A, I think the SEC is so dumb for agreeing to a format in which they are be basically treated like equals with the Big Ten, given the fact that over the course of such a long period of time, the SEC has been better than the Big Ten. Not the last 2 years, but the previous 40, you know, certainly. I think the SEC be dumb for that. But there's also this chatter out there where, like, they would guarantee 4 playoff spots to the SEC, 4 to the Big Ten, and basically sort of divvy everything else up on kind of a prorated basis of the other leagues. And I'm just telling you right now, people don't like that. Now, sometimes people say they don't like something, and they actually just keep right on watching, and maybe that'll be the case. But we saw lower ratings this past year than we'd seen before for the first time of the 12-team playoff era. When people express a little bit of frustration about this, I would kind of take it a little bit seriously. I don't think people like the idea of what's basically corporate welfare of saying, okay, Big Ten, you get your 4 spots no matter what. SEC, you get your 4 spots no matter what. Even if they are the better leagues, there's something about the way this is being discussed right now, and you can see it all over the kind of online community. The way this is being discussed right now, I mean, people are having revulsion, you know, or they're revolting over this.
But yet, we want more college football, though, right? I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things is, like, when people talk about more, is it saturated too much? Are you giving people, the consumer, too much now if you're talking about playing these extra games? But because college football is with 2 in the country behind the NFL.
It is. But I don't think the first year of the 12-team playoff was a success. I mean, you can compare ratings for this year's playoff games to previous, you know, national championship included. And you had huge brands. Ohio State, Notre Dame, those are massive brands. You know, the Final Four, for the most part, massive brands. You had big, well-known teams in the college football playoff. And yet the public's appetite for that just seems to be reduced. And you can blame it on the NFL. You can blame it on, like, holidays. You can blame it on the inauguration. You can blame it on all this stuff. But the relationship the public has with the 12-team playoff right now would seem to be not quite as, madly in love as I think a lot of the powers that be in the sport probably thought it was going to be.
Brandon, we appreciate it, as always. Always great stuff. Thank you.
Appreciate you, B.
Yeah, good to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.